Carl and I have been talking about Chelsea Handler's podcast for a while, and Carl, you finally helped yourself, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah, I checked out. Life will be the death of me with Chelsea Handler.
Oh, boy. Okay, so Chelsea Handler, you and I started talking about this, and I said she has to be one of the most narcissistic podcast hosts there is, if not the most. And then I got talking about, well, God, there ought to be a list there of the most narcissistic podcast hosts. Did you have some favorites?
Wow.
As far as narcissism levels?
Yeah, I actually put together my top 10 list just from the shows that we've reviewed. Now, we're up to 220.
That's a lot of shows.
So there's a lot of podcasts here.
And there's a lot of narcissism.
There's a ton. Well, I've been starting a podcast.
Yes.
There's a lot of narcissism.
There
involved.
Is. All right, we'll take it away.
All right, let me give you my top 10. Coming in at number 10 is Opie. And the reason why Opie is only 10 is because he has been taken down a couple of pegs.
Yeah. But, really? You can hear it in his voice, too.
You can hear it in his voice. He's lost his confidence. He's lost his swagger. But he's still on the list because he thinks that he can just go on Facebook Live and put that out as a podcast. Just talking to people randomly on Facebook Live. He's not talented enough to do that, and he shouldn't be doing it, but he still does.
Does he get a lot of people to talk to, or does he just have to talk to whoever shows up there?
It's literally 100 people.
Yeah. Well, there's a problem.
Wait. Yes. So, Carl, does he invite people to come to a certain place, and then...
No, what happens is he's got this Facebook group called the Pod Squad.
Okay.
So all the Pod Squad will get a notification when he goes live. And it's random. It's not like it's a scheduled time. And so whoever just happens to pop on at that time can chat with them and he'll answer questions. Oh. But he gets pissed. He gets pissed if you ask him, I'll be Anthony, but I'll answer your question.
That must be great in the beginning, too, when he probably sits there waiting for it to populate.
It's the worst. Oh, hey, I see Snowy's here. What's up, Snowy? Hey, it's Mark is here. Brent Todd. Hey, what's up, Brent? He's going to call every single person individually as they come in.
I love that with any Instagram Live or Facebook Live. The second it starts, most of the beginning of it is just someone staring blankly at a camera waiting for the people to populate. Yeah.
Well, there were a lot of trolls, too, weren't there?
Well,
there must be trolls on that thing.
Opie gets trolls, and he gets really pissed off at them. But Stuttering John does the same format, and he has the most trolls, and it's so funny to watch because he gets so irritated.
Well, I can't wait to dig into Stuttering John one of these days. But anyway, let's roll through this list.
All right. Number 9, Perez Hilton, which Perez Hilton makes everything about him, which is funny because he's supposed to be a gossip columnist. Like, his whole point is talking about other people, and yet now that he's a celebrity, he makes everything about him.
That's an awful show. I've heard it. Really bad.
It's really bad. There's a show called Let There Be Talk with a guy named Dean Del Rey. Dean Del Rey is actually Bill Burr's opener. He's a stand-up comedian. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of him.
No, I haven't.
But we listen to his show, and it's unbelievable. Every guest he talks to, because he used to play rock music, and he does stand-up, so he makes everything about his performances and everything he's done. Like, no one's ever heard of you, dude. Who cares?
Have you guys reviewed him for who are these podcasts?
We did, yeah. It's called Let There Be Talk.
I will get check that out.
Number 7, Bert Kreischer. We just did Two Bears,
should be
One
higher.
Cave. Well, maybe. We just did Two Bears, One Cave this past week, the episode that just came out. And that's him with Tom Segura. And Bert Kreischer couldn't be more proud of himself. They literally ate peanut butter on their podcast. That was the content, them eating peanut butter.
I heard the show you reviewed for Bert, his own podcast, Carl. This was maybe a couple years ago. And you busted him like 3 times where his guest said, are you something happening on your phone? Because he was reading text messages or something. Oh, I'm just finishing typing this out. Hold on a second. It was like dead air while he finished responding to someone on the phone. It just seemed a little selfish.
And he's not embarrassed by that. And I think that screams narcissism. Mm-hmm.
But only number 7. So
who's
only
number
next?
7. We got some good ones in here.
Take it away.
Number 6 is Chris D'Elia. I think that goes without saying.
Yeah.
This guy came on his show completely unprepared, had nothing to talk about, and still did an hour just going, Family Guy, bro, Family Guy. What a great show, bro. Ugh. Come on, man. Family Guy, come on, bro.
Is he's extinguished. I mean, he's pretty
he's
much
cooked.
It's over, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's done, so.
Wow, that's brutal. Okay. Number 5.
Number 5 is a guy named Jack Brennan, and he is the host of a show called Disgraceland.
Are you familiar with? I've heard of that.
Yes, I've heard it.
This show is bonkers. It's supposedly, it's like a true crime rock and roll show. And what he does is he goes into famous stories of musicians, but he makes up everything. None of it actually happened. He's talking about what the guy was thinking while he was creating, doing something, or two people alone in a room and what they were talking about. It's like, it's all just made up.
You know what?
I heard you talking about him with about Hendrix. He was making up stories about Jimi Hendrix. It's like,
I have to admit, I liked the show the first couple of times. The more Disgrace Lands I heard, the more I thought, he's not doing any original. I mean, he's doing a bare minimum reporting, like maybe getting a couple things off Wikipedia and just making it sound real dramatic. And okay, I'm there with you all the way. Number four.
He jumped the shark. I think he came out of the gate pretty hot and then got really full of himself. And it's just gone down.
Yeah, that show gets a lot of attention. I don't know why.
Number four, Chelsea Handler, for reasons that we will get into in a moment.
Okay.
I have clips to prove this.
All right.
Number three, Sophia Franklin, who you might know as the co-host on Call Her Daddy. God, Call Her Daddy. Yeah.
Well, her ego's been stroked a lot lately, too.
Is she the one that's left doing it or the one that left?
No, she's the one who could not negotiate a deal with Barstool. And so they finally just said, we'll just do it without you. That's fine.
I think she made the wise choice, too, because that square-headed boyfriend of hers just got blown out at HBO, too.
Ooh,
he did.
She turned down. They guaranteed her a nice chunk of change, too.
I know.
I mean, that was wild for somebody who had never really done much of anything. Now, so she's not doing anything?
Not that I know of. Yeah.
According to Dave Portnoy, the deal was, the offer was $500,000 a year, plus after 3 years, you can get out of this and you own all of your stuff, which is unheard of.
Yeah. It's...
And she still was like, not good enough. Like, okay.
Well, her partner, who is doing it alone now, or does she have someone new? Anybody know?
I think she's doing alone, yeah.
She's still way up there. She's like top five, so good for her.
I thought she'd be done as soon as she came back with a show where she talked about how she's not really a whore and it's all an act. I'm like, okay, well, this is over then. Bye-bye. But no, people are still listening.
I have noticed it took a long time, but Guys We Fucked has slowly moved down as they apparently... They need to fuck new guys or something. But it was really, I mean, top five, top ten for a long time. And then slowly, I notice it's drifting. So maybe Call Her Daddy probably, or whatever it's called, probably has a little ways to go. But I don't know. I think that's kind of a temporary thing, unless the host is truly inspiring. And maybe she is.
Well, I discovered that the audience for that show was not who I thought it was. I thought it was probably teenage boys. It's actually women 15 to 25.
Oh, those are the worst.
Really?
Yeah.
They are, man. They're causing all the problems in America.
The FSAs, the future sluts of America, are listening to that?
They are, man.
Yeah, I would think women would like that show. A certain type of woman would, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so where are we now? What number?
Number two will surprise nobody, Mr. Rob Lowe. This guy made every question about him.
That was bad.
It was so ridiculous.
Amen.
It was almost an art form, though, making every question about him, how he did it.
It was impressive.
When did we meet?
No, he goes, when did you first meet me?
Even worse.
So bad. Okay, I'm trying to think, who would be number one? Who is number one, Carl?
Number one is number one by a long shot. This will not be debated. There is nothing to debate here. It's David Lee Roth.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
DLR. This guy is off the chart with narcissism.
Wow, wait. I was going to guess Alec Baldwin. Did you name him in your top 10, or is he number 11?
Alec Baldwin is pretentious, and he is narcissistic, but he didn't crack the top 10.
Okay. It's your list.
Yay! Sorry, John.
I think I'm going to agree with you. All right, well, let's just, Carl, launch into Chelsea Handler. Just take over.
Okay, here we go. Track number one kind of introduces what this show is and sums it up, and then we'll get into it from there.
So I just kind of want to take everybody through my journey of taking this book on the road, of talking to all the different people on the road who are going to interview me. I have all sorts of fun people, and I also have my psychiatrist, Dan Siegel, who will be coming on to talk with me about me, my problems, and potentially you and yours.
Is that some kind of...
But don't count on it.
Is that a
little... right. Maybe it'll be something you can relate to. Probably not.
Is that weird to have your psychiatrist on? I mean, don't you think they might give you different advice knowing that they're going to have to talk about it later with you to an audience? Yeah.
You know, she's, to her credit, probably works for her. I also heard the show. I don't know if you listen to the show, Carl, but there's one of the last shows she did, because her season is over, I believe, was, I think it was Mary McCormick, who's an actress, right?
Yeah, she played Howard Stern's wife.
Yeah. Mary McCormick is at, I think they're in public doing it live somewhere, and Mary is going through Chelsea's boyfriends and telling her, like, what went wrong with that relationship.
Lord.
I'm thinking, God, does Mary really want to do that? I mean, and you know, Chelsea was delighted. She had a ball. But anyway, take it away, Carl.
I don't know why they're friends. Apparently, they're BFFs.
Oh, okay.
Her and Mary McCormick. In my track number two, this is Mary explaining how difficult it is to be friends with Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, remember how you said that thing to that girl at that party? She had on a pink dress.
No,
what? And you said something like, oh, that's like... I like your dress. And I was like, right away I get nervous because I knew you don't like it. So right away my blood runs cold. Like I know the rest is coming. And she was like, oh, thanks. And she knew she knew each other when you were young or whatever. And then you said something like, yeah, it's like summer whore or something. And then just walked away. And I know her. So I was left like, and she went, God, that's so mean, huh? And I was like, she's just trying to be funny. It's just her being funny. You know, she just likes to make a joke and walk away. And she just was like,
Oh, that's so mean.
What in the hell are they talking about?
I don't think that was mic drop funny.
No.
I mean, if she just walked away because she makes a joke and walks away like a mic drop.
Yeah, cool.
Chelsea's just literally being an overt asshole to people and annoying them. And then her poor friend has to stand there and be like, oh, she didn't mean it. Sorry about that. She's like, damage control is what you have to do when you're Chelsea Handler's friend. Good time.
Boy. Yeah.
Let's talk about the reason why this podcast exists, because as you said, Drew, it just has a number of episodes. It came and it went. The whole point is to promote her new book. And it's very similar to David Lee Roth's podcast that was just promoting his Las Vegas residency. The only reason why this exists is to say, my book's amazing. You have to read my book. I'm going to have people on to talk to me about my book.
Yeah!
They're going to tell me how great my book is. And she's on a book tour during this. In number three, this is again Mary McCormick talking about how amazing Chelsea's book is.
This book is as funny as all your other books, and then has all this other, it breaks your heart as well. I mean, it's really, I mean, I've talked to so many people who are like in tears reading it and then feel sort of healed after, you know?
What's wrong.
You know, it's early in the great book ever written.
What the hell was that?
That is ridiculous.
You know, I have to hand it to her in a way. The fact that, you know, she does a podcast series about her book and her being interviewed about the book. I mean, it's so about her, and yet it works. I mean, people listen to it. It's pretty incredible.
And they buy the book. Yeah.
All she has to be is her all the time. So the joke's kind of on everyone else.
She even gets her psychiatrist, Dr. Dan Siegel, who is a well-known, reputable psychiatrist, to kiss her ass and compliment her book also. Play track six.
First of all, that you're willing to be so open about what I think is a very courageous journey that you've been on in therapy.
Oh, Jesus.
And from, you know, what people are giving you feedback about, it's inspiring them.
I mean, I don't want to be cynical, but Chelsea Handler has a lot of money, right? Is her journey that relatable?
Of course not.
No, not at all.
I mean, you guys have listened to the podcast. I haven't listened to her podcast. I can't imagine how relatable that journey is.
I found myself just laughing hysterically because I just couldn't believe how unrelatable it was. And her therapist, after hearing, you know, Mary talk about her, and, you know, she makes this nasty joke to this innocent person and walks away, just a total bitch. As her therapist, I wouldn't feel like a very good therapist. I wouldn't want to be known as her therapist because I don't get the feeling that she's very other-directed at all.
Let me explain what the crux of all of this is, because this is the most fascinating part. Basically, what's happened is Chelsea has transformed from a complete asshole to someone who can tolerate other people, just like a normal person.
Well, I guess it's a journey of sort. Maybe more people need to take that journey. There's a lot of assholes out there.
It's unbelievable. It's like, look at, I used to be a giant raging cunt and now I'm normal. Like, okay.
Most people usually have that journey, what, in their young 20s and learn as they grow up to be an adult, how to be an adult.
I don't hear this really nice Chelsea Handler at all. I mean, I never hear it. Never heard it, never hear it. But, wow. Is there a track for that one, Carl?
Track 7 is more about her psychiatrist explaining how amazing her book is.
And because your book is so clear and it's funny and it's really articulate and in so many ways brilliant.
Oh, boy.
Good God.
Couldn't they just put that on the back leaf of the book?
You know, right. You know what's weird? With shows like ours, it doesn't work if people don't rag on each other. I mean, guys won't accept that. I mean, if we just sat around and said how great, you know, I am or how great we all are, people would just be, they'd be sickened by it. I don't know any successful guy shows that work that way.
Because people don't do that for real. You don't sit around with your buddies going, oh, man, remember that great time we had and you're wonderful and I love that thing you're working on now.
Oh, God, where'd you get that shirt?
I don't think friends do that. At least my friends don't.
No, guys don't, but that's kind of what I was getting at. Are there women shows, Trudy? Do women hang out and rag on each other?
Yeah, we rag on each other all
behind each other's backs.
Nonstop. Yeah.
Is there a female podcast or show that does that? Because I feel like it'd be fun to listen to.
Women hate women.
I don't know. I'll get my gang together and we can do it.
I mean, it's just such an ass kiss fest with Chelsea.
Yeah.
Okay, so the therapist makes a really controversial appearance on the show. And
how amazing she is and how great her book is.
Keep it coming.
So she has her assistant on the show, Brandon. And Brandon is a 30-year-old gay man who is...
Of course he's gay.
I would have... Just like
of course he's gay.
That's a great name.
It's redundant to say he's gay, I think.
Because of the name Brandon?
Redundant?
No, redundant because we know her assistant would be a gay guy.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
Which cut?
They are attached at the hip. He spends all day, every day with her. She can't live her life and function without her personal assistant. But like a narcissist would, she has no idea. She doesn't know anything about him. Play track 10.
We got the spicy nuggets.
We have no willpower. Well, I have no willpower. A powder. And Brandon is from North Dakota, right?
South Dakota.
Right. Like I said, one of the Dakotas. And so he eats this kind of shit all day long.
Oh, that's funny.
He was an intern on Chelsea lately. She's known this guy for over a decade. And they work together every day. Where are you from again?
I missed out, man.
I'm going to defend her a little bit. Who cares about North versus South Dakota? I mean, the fact that you remember Dakota is pretty good.
I did think that momentarily, and I agree with you, Mark. But if I was with someone for a long time, I probably would have asked them 20 times, but I think I would know.
You would
at
hope.
That point after that long.
Yeah.
And it fits.
So because Brandon's been on this journey along with Chelsea, he feels as though they've been on this journey together. And, of course, she asked this question where they want to talk about it, track 11.
Oh, okay.
Why don't we talk about our journey, Brandon, our journey together in the past 3 years? You've been witness to all of my changes and all of my self-discovery.
Oh. Let's talk about our journey. You know, when you see me get better and I'm amazing now.
Trudy, do you like Chelsea Handler? Did you ever like Chelsea Handler? I'm just wondering from some female's perspective here.
I did. I used to like when her show was really hip. There was a time, though, when everyone had to watch her show. I remember I would get mad, though, because somebody in the radio station would come in and disrupt all of my news by taping her show. So at that point, it turned against Chelsea. I tried reading one of her books. It was so bad and self-involved, even back then, like 3 books ago.
But do you remember having her on the show when her first big book came out?
I do.
My Horizontal Life. She was great.
Yeah, I thought she was good, too. There was a time when I did kind of like her. I think I liked her. I was never crazy about the show, not because I didn't like her. I just didn't think she was that funny.
Yeah, she wasn't. But that was all before her journey, so maybe it's better now.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember who else was on the show? I just remember that guy Chewy.
Yeah, that's it.
Not funny.
No.
Not funny at all.
Joe Coy was on there all the time.
Oh, Joe Coy is pretty funny.
Good. Yeah, he's a good comedian. Yeah. She broke a lot of comedians from that show. I never watched it.
Yeah.
One thing.
Neither, right? I mean, I tried to watch it, and I felt like I should watch it, but it just wasn't up to snuff for me anyway. But it was on for a long time. She's a great success. I can't stop pointing that out because I just find her so unlikable.
I have a problem with her doing a podcast just to promote a book.
I know. What's disgraceful about it is that people listen to it. God damn it.
Does she have a bunch of advertisers, Carl?
Oh yeah, of course. Yep. It's got advertising. it's on what is it? iHeartRadio.
Oh, okay.
So there's all the built-in advertising around that.
Could you know? Do you remember offhand who advertises on it?
Yes, the VMAs. And now this is probably pushed in after the fact. She doesn't do live reads, so this is probably just because I just downloaded it this past week. And so the VMA is advertising on there, which pisses me off because Cuomo has given a pass.
Yeah,
the celebrities don't have to have a 14-day grace period.
Yeah.
Oh, how nice.
Funny you bring that up. I have not heard that hardly anywhere. That, you know, New York's got this really hardcore. If you're from X amount of states, you gotta sit it out. But unless you're performing at the VMAs, which, why do they need to be there? Why do they actually have to be on site to perform?
No, they don't. In fact, what are they? What is the crowd going to look like? Somebody in every sixth seat?
I don't think they're having an audience, are they?
They're just there live, just to be there live, as opposed to doing it the way everyone else is doing
it. Be on a stage. Mm-hmm.
I guess.
That is kind of weird.
Nobody cares about MTV.
But it is a good buy. I mean, that's obviously a good advertiser to have, no question. And I'm sure I'm sure the podcast probably makes a lot of money, so, you know, I'm envious.
Sure. Grant on Facebook Live says she's brought to you by Monistat.
All right.
So Brandon lists all of Chelsea's recent accomplishments. And Chelsea is quick to correct him because he missed one, track 12.
That's a great name.
All right, well, back to kind of the last year. You released the book. You started in conversations.
Mm-hmm.
You've gone into stand-up. You just had a documentary release.
I have this podcast.
Yeah, you have the podcast.
Oh, God.
We're on the podcast. We know. That's what we're listening to.
All right.
I didn't even know that existed.
How about maybe just a couple more Chelseas, and then let's move on. I got to do a break, and we'll come back with Baldwin, and we got, I think, a cut from Pauly Shore or two.
The worst part about this, I listened to the final episode, the conclusion episode, where they wrap it all up. And what's so amazing about this is that she's been having smoke blown up her ass now for weeks that she's on this book tour, and everyone's, Jake Tapper's on there.
Jake Tapper's on there?
Yes.
Why is Jake Tapper on there?
Oh, Jake Tapper's interviewing her. Sean Hayes is interviewing her. Everyone's blowing smoke up her ass.
Oh, okay.
Most amazing book ever.
Okay.
So, of course, now she feels like she's actually not promoting herself, but giving back, track 13.
So that's nice to hear. And I think the feedback in general from the book and the documentary has been really nice because it feels like I'm finally contributing something instead of just cashing a check for my own purposes.
Oh, bullshit.
Oh, man.
Does she think she really believes that?
Yes.
Yeah, I really do. She does.
Yes.
I know, it's really strange. I was so taken aback by her podcast, and I had to really kind of prod Carl to give it a listen. Didn't I, Carl? You didn't want to listen to it.
I was not looking forward to it. I knew it. I started going through it. I was enjoying how pompous she was.
But I knew it'd be a good podcast for you. I just knew it.
One more from Chelsea, because I just called this blowhard statement. She couldn't be more self-important in track 15.
I mean, that's where I'm drawn to the most now, is having conversations with real people about real issues and real ways to get involved, to do actionable things, to show up for other communities, not just your own.
What?
Does that mean anything?
No. Oh my God. No, it's a very generic, kind of benign call to action.
What are all these books about, Trudy? Do you know what are her books about? I can't remember. I've seen them on the shelves. I hear they sell a ton of copies. What are people reading about that's so important?
Authority on her, but the one I read two pages of was about her traveling around the world. So, and she had a similar entourage, like, you know, this podcast with all of her friends around her. So,
she writes about sleeping her way to the top of show business. I think that's like her big thing. Is that she slept with a lot of guys who got her into places where she was able to make a name for herself and obviously go on to fame and stardom.
Carl, did you hear the boyfriend podcast where Mary's running through her guys?
No, I didn't hear that.
It's real. I mean, it's amazing some of the more than unflattering things that are said about these people. I'm like, wow. I mean, you just said this guy's name. He's kind of a, you know, some of them aren't exactly known to the world, and just these really. The kind of things that if a guy said about her, I'm sure she'd be livid. And including the group, by the way, she was 50 Cent was banging her for a while.
Yeah. Do you think maybe he wants her to back off that?
I don't think he cares.
Okay.
That's a conquest.
You know, that's kind of a funny story because that broke off because Chelsea was having a guest. Wait, was her show still going then? I guess it was because she said somehow she was becoming professionally entangled with somebody that 50 Cent used to bang. So he was warning her that, hey, I used to bang that chick that you're going to be interviewing or whatever. And and Chelsea was so, I guess, upset by that or angry at that, that she's kind of told him to fuck off and they never talked again.
Oh, really? Well, that's yeah. Nice. That's lovely. Wow.
You want to hear them during happier times?
Sure.
Yeah.
Go, Charlotte. It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday. We're going to sip Bacardi like it's your birthday.
Oh,
and you know we don't give a fudge that it's your birthday.
She just wrecked that song for me.
Farting in the mosh pits of morning radio.
And now the show is over now.
Okay. Great show. Good job, everybody.
Great job, everyone.
You know, who are these
podcasts?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Makes no sense.